Well, as protests about police brutality rage across the US, Australians are being urged to look in the mirror. Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander adults make up around 2% of Australia's population, but they constitute 27% of people in prison. Since the end of the Royal Commission into Aboriginal deaths in custody in 1991, more than 400 First Nations people have died in custody here. Today, relatives of David Dungay, who died in custody in New South Wales in 2015, expressed solidarity with the family of George Floyd. And now the family of Kumanjai Walker, the young man killed only last year by Northern Territory police, have told PM they also stand with protesters in the US. Oliver Gordon reports.
In November last year, Eddie Robertson's grandson, Kumanjai Walker, was allegedly murdered by a police officer in the central Australian community of Yuendumu. He was shot by police officer Jeremy Rolfe, who has pleaded not guilty to the charge of murder. Today, Eddie Robertson has told PM he stands with the people protesting against police brutality in the United States.
I agree with those people who are doing a march past. We have the problem here in Australia as well.
There were some protests in Yuendumu as well after Kumanjai passed away. Does that remind you of the protests in the USA?
Yes. It really hurt me. I think what triggered that one is a family of feeling of that other person who got killed. Or I'll say a senseless killing of a person, you know, a innocent person.
The family of Kumanjai Walker are not the only relatives drawing parallels between the killing of George Floyd in the US with their own experiences in Australia. Today, relatives of David Dungay Jr., who died in custody in New South Wales in 2015, told the ABC it was hard not to compare Dungay's death with George Floyd's, as they were saying the exact same words before they passed. I can't breathe.
I really do feel for the family over in the US because we do know how it feels to actually watch a video clip of a loved one being suffocated to death.
Dungay Jr. died in Long Bay Prison Hospital after being forcibly moved to an observation cell, restrained face down and sedated. A coronial inquest found Mr. Dungay died from cardiac arrhythmia, with contributing factors including his type 1 diabetes, antipsychotic medication and extreme stress and agitation. As protests sweep through the US, grabbing headlines around the world, there is a difference of opinion on the actions of the protesters. This morning, Prime Minister Scott Morrison spoke to Ben Fordham on 2GB Radio.
I saw a good meme on the weekend. Martin Luther King, didn't change anything by burning anything down and looting any shops. And so it was as upsetting and terrible as the murder that took place. And it is shocking. It's just that also just made me cringe. And I just think to myself, how wonderful a country is Australia. We have our problems, we have our faults, we have our issues. There's no doubt about that. When I see things like that, I'm just very thankful for the wonderful country we live in.
This take by the PM has drawn criticism from NT Senator Melindiri McCarthy.
The Prime Minister is using Martin Luther King in an inappropriate way. He was an incredible man, but fought through some incredibly difficult times in the history of the US and the world.
The senator urged Australians to understand that police brutality is not an issue limited to the United States.
Don't for a minute think that what's happening in the US isn't happening in Australia in terms of all those First Nations families who've lost loved ones through the prison system and in the custody system. We have very similar issues here in our country where First Nations people are dying in our prisons, are over-incarcerated in our prison system. There are outstanding court matters that are still occurring in our country with the deaths of Mr. Walker here in the Northern Territory, certainly Mr. Dungay in terms of New South Wales. There are so many similar cases in our country where First Nations families still want justice, still need answers as to what's going on.
That's a view shared by Cheryl Axelby of the Change the Record group.
I absolutely concur and agree with those comments.
The advocate says one simple look at the stats paints a bleak picture.
Our incarceration rates have risen 130% since 1985. And also we are, our people are by far the most disproportionately impacted by mass incarceration in Australia. Just like the many people and Black Americans are experiencing this situation over there in the States.
Cheryl Axelby from the group called Change the Record. Oliver Gordon with that report.